three shots. There is a very appropriate example for our situation in the material world. The Upanishads teach by telling us stories. The stories which have a very deep significance. Stories in which we can find ourselves. And stories in which we can find the solution for our dilemmas. Our story is about a businessman. Once there was a man who wanted to take care of his family by going into the deep forest and finding some rare fruits which he wanted to sell later on the marketplace. Now, while he was searching for wealth, he approached an abyss. What is an abyss? It's where it all of a sudden goes deep down, like in a canyon. But this abyss was covered by leaves, so he couldn't see. When he stepped on the leaf, he fell down for 50 meters. He fell into a net. Almost like Mateo's head. Yeah. And because of the shock of falling, he lost all remembrance of who he was.
Por el shock de la caída, perdió todo recuerdo de quién era.
He was found by some aborigines.
Fue encontrado por unos aborígenes.
The aborigines saw him in the net and decided he's the perfect candidate. He will be our next king.
Los aborígenes al verlo dicen es nuestro candidato perfecto. Él va a ser el nuevo rey.
So they dressed him up. They gave him like a little mini skirt, put an attractive bone through his nose, and taught him the hula hula dance. He felt great. Now his family was wondering, where is our businessman? They looked for him everywhere. Finally, it so happened that his brother came to the same spot where this man had fallen into the abyss. Now he broke his leg.
Se rompió la pierna.
He landed in the net, but somehow he broke his leg. But he remembered who he was.
Pero él recordaba quién era.
The aborigines found him and they brought him to their doctor and cured his leg, and after 1 month or so he was going for the first time on the street.
Los aborígenes le
thought he is was a king was very distant. Who are you to be so personal to me? Bring this man away from me. The brother could see, my brother has a serious identity problem. He asked about him and what had happened to him. And the aborigines, and one aborigine told him that this man fell down and we made him our king. But only for one more month he will be king. Then we will throw him into the cooking pot. We will eat his flesh, because if you eat the flesh from a king, you will become immortal. This is the custom in our village. We get healthy and immortal by eating our previous king. I do not know if you have heard, but there are still some parts in the jungles of India where there are such aborigines who eat the meat of a human being and think this will give them immortality.
Todavía existen algunas tribus o partes de la India donde tienen este pensamiento que al comer la carne de los humanos van a obtener la inmortalidad o más vitalidad.
Yes, India is not only cultured, there are also some uncultured places like in the West.
Mm-hmm. En la India no solo hay cultura, sino también hay sitios donde no hay cultura, o como cierto en el oeste de la India.
Here in the West, people believe if I eat meat, I will become strong. It's also highly uncultured.
Aquí también en el oeste, en Occidente, creemos que si comemos carne, vamos a estar más saludables o más fuertes.
Y también en el mundo. So, the brother understood. I have one once more time to convince my brother to flee from this terrible place. And every day he came to him and said, brother, listen to me. You have your real life. You have your wife and your children. You have your favorite preparations. And he told him of the things which he liked in his normal life. And finally, by teaching, telling him like this, the remembrance was awakened. And 1 week before the slaughter of the brother, the two brothers escaped into freedom. My dear friends, this is the situation of all of us, says the Upanishad. All of us have fallen into the material world from the spiritual world. And we are now in material bodies. Yes, just like the brother became a king. This businessman became a king. Yes. And we God's ego that we are this material body, that we are a Spanish person or a German person, an intelligent person or a simple person, a hippie or a businessman. Yes. These are illusions brought about by false ego. In a way, we all suffer from spiritual amnesia.
De alguna forma u otra, todos sufrimos de amnesia espiritual.
Some of us have some feeling about spiritual life, and we feel I should do seva.
Algunos tenemos como regazos o flashes de la vida espiritual y pensamos que deberíamos servir a
los. Yeah, but still we lack the clear knowledge of who we are.
Pero carecemos de la verdadera
About 12 years I was in a hospital and next to me was a person who suffered real amnesia.
Hace 12 años él se encontraba en el hospital y a su lado había una persona que sufría verdadera amnesia.
He had forgotten everything, including how to eat on his own.
Había olvidado todo, incluso cómo comer por su propia.
It was a terrible car accident which brought about this amnesia for him.
Esto fue a causa de un accidente grave de coche.
And I remember the nurses were giving him treatment.
Recuerda que la enfermera te estaba dando tratamiento.
Every day they sat down for an hour and said, "This is a head and this is a spoon." This is a potato and this is how to eat it. And by hearing, his clear knowledge became awakened. Raphael has for today put on his new t-shirt which says awake. Yeah. So in this is true, in a spiritual way we have to all awaken from our amnesia.
Esto es real en nuestro mundo.
And the way this awakening takes place is by hearing more and more and more about spiritual reality. In an ancient scripture, Jiva Dharma, this process is very nicely compared with an awakening of a flower. Do you have in Fuerteventura springtime? Is there a springtime here?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in Las Palmas. Las Palmas is springtime? Yeah. When the springtime comes to a forest, then from the trees there will first be buds. Buds is, you know, when there's and then the capulla will blossom, and then it will be a fully grown flower. When you can see this in the case of a Mongolia tree, it's so beautiful. Before spring, the tree looks naked and ugly.
Antes de la primavera, el árbol parece desnudo y feo.
Then the great magician, spring, comes and touches the magnolia tree.
Luego viene el mago de la primavera y toca o rocía al árbol magnolia.
First, there will be buds.
Primera,
and then they will start to blossom. And then these beautiful magnolia, you have seen magnolia? Wow, they're so nice, Dinesh. You have to put them in your garden. Then the fully blossomed flower is there. Our consciousness is similar to this. When we, the soul, enter into an animal form, our natural spiritual consciousness is covered.
Cuando nuestra alma entra en naturaleza animal, en el cuerpo físico, nuestra conciencia está completamente cubierta.
The animal is only a servant to his senses and instincts.
El animal es únicamente un sirviente a sus sentidos.
He doesn't know anything further than the body.
No, no conoce más allá del cuerpo.
And the bodily instincts.
The
Vedas say that there are some human beings who are unfortunate still in the past, that means in the animal consciousness.
Unfortunately,
they still live in the past, in their, you can say, evolutionary past, that's a better word. They are still in animal consciousness. They work very hard. They are very intelligent even for material things. But nothing is for the soul. Nothing is for God. Only for the body. For the taste. Nice sexual life. Nice entertainment. Good things to eat. It's animal consciousness. Please forgive me. This is in the Vedic scriptures. It is not my statement. I know it's a very strong statement. So then, when we arrive in the human form of life, after our evolutionary journey, we are in the what is called the budding state of consciousness.
Budding
state.
Budding
is like from the bud. Yeah, from the bud. Yes.
Cuando tomamos conciencia en la forma humana, estamos en el segundo paso, que es la forma de, es que no sé cómo traducirlo, entre el debate de la forma es como cuando empiezas a crecer con la sociedad de Cristo, y siempre lo hablamos. La forma del capucho es así.
Budding means there is a possibility to open into a flower. So a normal human being who just works for his family and goes to the university and looks at TV and pays taxes is in the budding state of consciousness.
Un ser humano normal que estudia en la universidad, que trabaja, que paga impuestos, está en el estado potencial de la flor.
Yes, it means there is great potential.
O sea, hay un gran potencial.
Now, when this human being comes in contact with a real spiritual practice, then the bud will develop into a blossoming state.
Cuando este ser, esta persona, toma contacto con la vida espiritual, entonces cuando comienza
And when finally a human being arrives at the state of love for God, he's in the fully blossomed state of consciousness.
Cuando el ser humano vive el amor para Dios, entonces se convierte en la persona perfecta.
Next time somebody gets on your nerves, don't call him a bad name. You should lovingly call him you bad.
Amorosamente deberíamos decirle capullo. Spanish is like a bad word also.
Oh, it's a bad word? In English you would say but this is a nice word. Or in Deutsch you say Knospe.
Knospe,
yes. In Serbian you say Pupoljak.
In Serbian, Pupoljak.
So in some ways we are all buds. But we don't say it in Spanish, yes. Dinesh is saving me to the night. So when we come in contact with the spirit of practice, it will open our heart. This coming, doing spiritual practice is like the springtime of our life, which really opens us up until finally we are in our natural state of consciousness, which is ecstatic love with fascination.
What did you say, which you arrived today?
So the final state or natural state of our consciousness, which is ecstatic love with fascination. Oh, fascination is in English. Yes. Love of God means you must be fascinated with God. You always see him like a lover sees his beloved in a new way. And every day it's again a big surprise for you. Have you ever been truly in love? Then you will never get bored with the other person. You will be surprised every day. Wow, a new aspect of this person has just revealed itself. It's wonderful. So a person who falls in love with God, he feels this in an unending way. Yet my Lord is so wonderful. He is so beautiful. He is so extremely forgiving. Yes, and he is so thankful for any little seva which I do. But what I cannot believe is that my Lord is very magnanimous. He doesn't ask for any condition to give his love away.
Lo maravilloso de Dios es que no nos pide nada cambio.
I have only one problem.
Solo tiene un problema.
My My words are too limited to glorify my Lord.
Sus palabras son muy limitadas para adorar a nuestro Dios.
Previously, I compared my the beauty of my Lord with the rising moon.
Antes comparaba la belleza del Señor con la luna creciente.
But then I noticed even the moon has spots, but the face of my Lord is spotlessly beautiful.
Pero al observar la luna también se da cuenta de que tiene como puntos, agujeros, pero es la cara del Señor.
This is how the devotee gets deeper and deeper into the ocean of love with its many fascinating waves.
Así es como el devoto se ahonda, profundiza cada vez más en el amor.
And this love will soon carry him out of this material world into the eternal spiritual world.
Este amor suavemente nos llevará, nos sacará de este mundo material al mundo eterno.
This love will give him wings to fly.
Este amor nos dará alas para volar.
Even in this life, such a devotee is not worried.
Incluso en esta vida, el devoto no se preocupa.
Even if he is poor, no problem. Even if others think, oh, this devotee is too, he has not enough contact with the earth.
Si la gente piensa, este devoto como muy fascista, que no tiene contacto suficiente con la tierra.
He's not affected.
No le afecta.
His only desire is, how can I do some seva, some service for my Lord?
El único deseo o objetivo que tiene es cómo puedo servir al Señor.
And he's always happy because he knows he can serve the Lord everywhere.
Y siempre está feliz porque sabe que puede servir al Señor en donde quiera.
Such a devotee, you know, even if he is poor, he still can make a temple of marble and gold for his Lord.
Este devoto, aunque sea pobre, puede hacer un templo de oro y mármol para su Señor.
In his mind, by meditation.
En su mente, a través de la meditación.
Yes, and the Lord will accept such a mental temple as good as a physical temple.
Y el Señor aceptará este templo mental de la misma forma que el templo.
Yes, yes. So this is called the fully blossomed state of consciousness. And it is the goal of both our physical evolution, and with this I mean the evolution of from the plant and animal species to the human being. Yes, and it is also the goal, this love of God, of our spiritual evolution. This will happen by the force of spiritual practice. Do you know a secret? My friend and me love spring the most of all times of the year.
Your friend?
And myself. Like the springtime, the most of all seasons.
Su amigo y él, todas las estaciones prefieren la primavera.
When it is springtime, my friend and myself will only walk through the forest and look at all these buds which turn into nice blossoms.
Cuando hay primavera, ellos van por el bosque y observan como las plantas.
Now in my garden I will plant a Mongolia tree. Yes, because I always like so much to see how the power of spring hits the nature and makes it into something wonderful. This power in the human form of life is bhajan, or better, sadhana. Sadhana.
Este poder en nuestra forma terrenal o humana es el bhajan, el canto, o el sadhana.
Yes. When the power of sadhana hits your life, you will start to blossom, Dinesh.
Cuando el poder del sadhana toque nuestra vida, empezaremos a florecer.
Yes. It's a strong power. People in this world do not know so much about this power.
La gente en este planeta, en este mundo, no sabemos mucho sobre este poder.
What you do is relatively simple.
Lo que hacemos es relativamente simple.
You every day have a spiritual practice and you do it, no matter what. Even if your body dies, you do your spiritual practice, no problem. Because the spiritual practice is for your eternal life. If you have this determination to feel the power of sadhana, daily spiritual practice, then you are ready to receive initiation into spiritual life. An initiation can only be of benefit for you if you do parallel a strong spiritual practice. And in fact, when you enter a spiritual initiation, you give yourself and God promises to have a daily spiritual practice. A spiritual initiation is interesting for people who are not interested in false ego. Yes, they want the real life. They want to get out of the abyss. You know the king? Yeah. So I sincerely wish that all of you become interested by sadhana or strong spiritual practice. It will help that your consciousness becomes a blossom, Bruno. And then many wonderful things will happen in your life. You know, our spiritual practice, or the spiritual practice from the Vedic scriptures, is very simple. Cantar Hare Krishna. In the form of japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra will go through your whole body and consciousness and also subconsciousness. It is like liquid gold which will spiritualize everything in you. Yes, that we read daily in wonderful scriptures like Bhagavad Gita. Today I learned that actually Erika is a great student of Bhagavad Gita. And then we offer our food so that it is spiritual. And we also try to keep as My Spanish voice, Dinesh. And now we will have the most easy part of our program, that is, we will eat offered food, prasadam. Please take prasadam to your full satisfaction. And after prasadam, Jayadev has agreed to fulfill a heart's desire of mine. We will see and hear some spiritual art. After spiritual art. Yeah. Very powerful art, yes.
Only a song
with that. Yeah, but an artist should not say what. Yeah. After prasadam, we will have spiritual art. Yes. So please take to your full satisfaction the spiritual food.